السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you and to our esteemed listeners. حضرت مفتي صاحب, may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah take great work of team from you, inshallah. And for our listeners, a humble appeal, we need your questions. Please send your questions on 084-786-3132. MashaAllah, your Jummah Mubarak messages, really appreciated. InshaAllah, you have any questions for Hadrat Mufti Sahib, then please send your questions on 084-786-3132. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today the Mubarak, blessed day, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 26th of Muharram, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 37, Surah Swafat, and verses number 14 to verse number 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us about the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, and those who are the non-Muslims. And even in this day and this age, if you look at them, majority of them who are sane and mature, you will find them committing these very same crimes. Chapter 37, verse 14. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. And when they are shown and they see ayatin, the verses of the Quran, the signs of Almighty Allah, the power of Almighty Allah, yastaskhirun, they will make a mockery of it and they will make a joke out of it and so forth. You saw what happened in the Olympics, that what a mockery they made of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him. So this is today's modernity, this is today's satanic system. وَقَالُوا, and when you speak to them about the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Wahi revelation, which has stood the test of time in its pristine purity, وَقَالُوا, and they said, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is nothing but open sorcery, open magic, open witchcraft, open jadu. You know, in our Indian vernacular languages, Urdu, Meman, Gujarati, we say jadu. So they say this is jadu and magic and sorcery and witchcraft. And they said, what are you talking? You mean my father, grandfather, great-grandparents, thousands of years they passed away, they will be resurrected? You must be joking. So that is how they would present their argument. So this is what they said, نَقَلَ kufr kufr nabashat, نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرٍ. To make these type of statements takes a person right out of the fall of Islam. أَإِذَا mitna, what? That Hamza istifham, the Hamza is for interrogative, for a question. أَإِذَا mitna وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِذَامًا. What? When we are dead and gone, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِذَامًا, and we are reduced to dust, وَإِذَامًا, and our bodies have decomposed and disintegrated into bones. أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. What? We will be resurrected? our Aba'una al-Awwalun, and also our forefathers, our grandparents, great-grandparents, and humanity at large. Everybody will be resurrected. So they were astonished, amazed, and surprised. قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَعَمْ. Yes, you all will be resurrected. وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ وَوْحَالِيَّةِ. What means وَوْحَالِيَّةِ? Whilst. وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. Whilst you will be disgraced and humiliated. See today how humiliated they are, the morons, whether they are in America, whether they are in France and Europe, whether they are in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, whether they are in Iran, the kuffar Shias, and wherever they are, always Almighty Allah will humiliate them and disgrace them. So that is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. You take the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, they go and cremate their people, and when they cremate them, they think it's end of the story, and then they believe in reincarnation, tanasukh. You students must learn all these words. Tanasukh means reincarnation, that today you're a human being, and then you died, and then they cremated you, then you come back as Ganeshi, maybe you come back as an elephant, or maybe you come back, you must remember, as Ganpati, as a rat or something, mice or whatever you, or you come back as Hanuman, as a monkey or somebody. So all these things here, Islam rejects absolutely, totally. So we need to be very, very clear. Once when I went to India, I used to just jump into any tourist bus. The bus, you know, it was so cheap also. So anyway, for our rand or dollar or whatever we had, so we just jump in. So they took us to one place there, and they stopped there. So they see this place here. We said, yes, but what's here? They said, this is the Parsi. Parsi are also one religion. So they take their dead and they just throw them. They don't bury them. Throw them to who? To the vultures. Imagine. And then the vultures come and tear them to pieces and so forth. Oh human being, oh Muslim, oh Muslimah, always present Islam. Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. Remember, it gave us honor. Hayya wa mayta. Whilst we are alive, we have that honor to practice what is the best and preach what is the best. And after death also, we will give, we'll bathe the deceased, and thereafter we will shroud the deceased, and thereafter the funeral prayer. Today will be the burial of Ismail Haniyeh, our leader. Qala Ismail qaiduna, wa qala qaiduna Ismail. O Muslim, you know Arabic, you don't know Arabic, learn this one sentence. Wa qala qaiduna Ismail, lan na'tarif bi Israel. Wa qala qaiduna Ismail, lan na'tarif bi Israel. I sent it out to thousands of people. You should be sending all these messages out to millions of people. Our leader Ismail said, we will never ever recognize Israel. What a beautiful legacy he left. Wa qala qaiduna Ismail, lan na'tarif bi Israel. O Jutlas, O Haramis, O America, O Kufar Shias, we will never recognize Israel. Saudi Arabia can recognize them. Emirates can recognize them. Jordan and Egypt and remember this, Morocco and Bahrain can recognize them. The Murtad, Harami, Shaitans and Olad of Iblis, the Lucifer's children. Remember, we true Muslims. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. Allah Jalla Wala grant him and all our shuhada throughout the world جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى. So that is our message to the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 26th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 301. We present to you the local, international, global news, views and interviews. So there during the janaza, that is the prayer there in at Tehran, led by the kuffar, the Khamenei, not Muslim these people. Anybody swears and curses, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Hafsa, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum can never be Muslim. So anyway, there were some Sunnis there, so therefore the Janaza Salat is valid. So they were all shouting, screaming, and that death to Israel and death to America and so forth. Today the burial will take place there. The body has already reached there, Doha, Qatar, and the predecessor was there, Khalid Mishal. So it looks like most probably he will take over. Let's wait for the official announcement. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make it easy for Hamas, for all our Mujahideen and our people throughout the world who are standing for truth. The home of an Israeli, a person who owns one of the TV channels, so remember his house was firebombed. That is mentioned in Haaretz newspaper. By who? By the right wingers. So this is what happens when you speak the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, so they will bomb you, they will bomb your house, they will threaten you, intimidate you, and so forth and so on. And now the rockets are still coming in from Hamas, sorry, from Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan in northern Israel. So that still continued yesterday, rockets coming in. Israelis are celebrating the martyrdom and death of Haniya, giving out free food, free drinks, when their people were being killed, and the Palestinians would celebrate. They would say that these people got no brains, these people are haramis, and so forth. Today, what you are doing, you harami? You are a cursed nation, Jutlas and Jews. Let's make it very clear to you. You will always be cursed, and you will always be punished, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. We need to tell you the true message. We don't curry favor with any person, any family, any organization, or any politician or government for that matter. Remember that. We have to present the truth. So Muhammad Daif, also one of the chiefs and the leaders of Hamas, was also martyred, and this was 1-2 weeks ago. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Do you know who's Muhammad Daif? Yahya Sirwan is running the operations underground in the tunnels and so forth. Allah Ta'ala grant him victory, grant Hamas victory. And remember, Muhammad Daif was running the operations on the ground, and this is their aim. Remember their shahadatuna umniyatuna, that martyrdom is our aim and our objective. Remember, as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, said, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and make my death in Medina to Rasul. And how Allah honored Umar, what Umar said on the Farsh, Allah said from the Arsh. What Amirul Mu'mineen said, Umar radiallahu anhu said on the land and sand, Allah sent from the heavens and skies. Not only was he martyred by Fairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the non-Muslim, the fire worshipper Zoroastrian, and this very same Khamenei, Khomeini, Kuffar, Shias, built a shrine for him, which I saw on a Friday, on the 5th of Rabiul Awwal 2013 in Kashan. So there you have it, folks. So you can see who's the real enemy of Islam. Allah accepted Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's dua, not only buried in Medina, buried right next to the master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Thani Asnain, the second of the two, the greatest person to walk on this earth after all prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So therefore, for them it is an honor to be martyred. Remember that. The West and Russia swap prisoners, remember that. Now the prisoners are going towards Moscow, and Putin is waiting for them there on the tarmac in Moscow. And remember, Biden and them already received their prisoners and what have you. So remember that this is a swap, and Turkey, Germany played a big role in that. So anyway, they can swap. So what about the world making noise about this 100 people, 115 hostages, whatever the amount is, because they killed so many Israelis, killing their own people. So now you say, we want our hostages back. What about the 10,000, 15,000 hostages of the Palestinians? Any police, army guy can pick up any Palestinian, arrest him, detention without trial. That is your most moral army in the world. That is your democracy in the Middle East. You haramis, and you still support Israel, the cursed nation. opposition, the people who have the worst army in the world and the worst track record as far as human rights go, and you want to come tell us that they are your democracy and moral army. Zambia, make dua for Zambia. They're in difficult situation, drought there, and the electricity, they get half the time and half the time they don't get. Can you believe Eskom is going to help them out of South Africa? They can't even give electricity here. My neighbors here, El Dorado Park, I read in yesterday's news, El Dorado Park, this weekend there'll be no lights there. So what the hell are you doing, Eskom? You're going to help other countries, but you can't supply our own places and so forth. Zimbabwe is going to help Zambia. That's good. So remember, as long as you can supply your own people properly and so forth. Look at our electricity tariffs, how it is skyrocketed and so forth. This ANC and so forth, a disaster for South Africa. Bangladesh, Mo Salim Karim, your Jumma lecture, I don't know where you are, but we should mention it. Ulama, wake up and stop giving lullaby khutbas and all fairy tales. Come speak about this and this. Speak about the real current issues, what's going on in the world. The Bangladesh army and the Bangladesh government are kuffar, you must remember. Hasina and all of them, non-Muslims, they are pakka murtads. And they have banned the Jamaat-e-Islami, the Muslim party there. They said they are terrorists and they are locking them up and arresting them. And they said they can no more participate in the political field in Bangladesh. Why? Why? Because they are a vassal state, they satellite state, they're all under India. Can you believe that? So other countries are under America or under Russia or under Israel, and these haramis, they in Bangladesh, I speak of the politicians, they are taking instructions from them, from India, the Hindus, our worst enemies. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, O Muslims, for now and the future, will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. So we must remember that we never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say, and we said it, majority Jews, majority idol worshippers, Hindus. Our enemies, just look at Israel and India, the unholy alliance there. So Turkey, thus at least Erdogan did very good. Erdogan says Turkey will block the NATO cooperation with Israel after the Gaza war and during this Gaza war and after the assassination, remember, of Ismail Haniya, Qaiduna. I love that sentence. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. Our leader Ismail Haniya said, we will never ever recognize Israel. And remember, it's not only the Jutlas who murdered, assassinated him, is the Iranian Shia also involved. New York Times carries a story, there was a bomb planted there 2 months ago, and then when he was in the room, detonated. To me, all these are fairy tales and all these kind of things. Iran and Israel both are guilty, and remember, they both wanted him out of the way. Allah forbid, but that is what happened. Macron invited to Morocco. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. One Khabith invites the other Khabith. Morocco king, 100% drunky and 100% terrorist himself. They steal the land of the people there, Western Sahara and so forth. Israel steals the land, you must remember, of Palestinians. Trump, he came on and he say, I give you the Abrahamic Accord. Safaqatu Qarnin, the deal of the century. So both of you are crooks. Come, we recognize one another, and that's what happened. Macron said he doesn't recognize it. Now he says he recognizes it. He wants to be the good boy day in the Olympics, but he's getting disgraced daily. You will see just now the other news I'll give. So now what happens? Morocco and Macron making pally-pally, so he will go to Morocco. Saudi Arabia now giving the bid for the FIFA World Cup 2034. Going to build a stadium 350 meters meters above sea level and so forth. You know where? In the Om. That is where they building the Dajjal city. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan Harami. And that is the place where they're going to cooperate with Israel and so forth. I've been to all these places. Go to Al-Ula, go to Tabuk, go to Madain Salih and so forth with Allah's help. And see what they are doing there now. Half the places they won't allow you. So this is the latest news coming from Saudi Arabia. Hundreds protest in Nigeria. More than 15, 20 of them were killed, and cost of living, prices are rocketing there. You know politicians, how crooked they are and so forth. Darfur, don't only make dua for Palestine, daily make dua for Sudan. You know, when you travel from Medina to Mecca, you stop at the Miqat. It's called Bir Ali, Abar Ali. So that person, Muhammad Ali Darfuri, he came from Sudan 108 years ago, 105 years ago, plus minus, and they changed the name. The original name is Zul Hulayfa, which Mustafa Rasulullah mentioned. Open any famous hadith kitab, you will find it. Mishkat, Mustada Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and so forth and so on. Nevertheless, so in Darfur, there is famine, there is drought in many places there, and the children are dying. Remember this. Very, very sad story. Schumer is the leader of the representative of the party there. And in America, when Netanyahu came, he did not shake hands with him. So he, Bibi, says that this guy, Bibi, complains to Trump that Schumer did not shake my hand. So he says, yes, that they are anti-Jew, they are anti-Semite, and so forth. You see how they fight among themselves. So Kamala Harris, come whatever you want to call her, she's beating Trump. Trump is gone mad. Because why? He says we don't know she's black or Indian. And he, Trump, called her husband. He's a Jew. And he, Trump, called him the husband of Harris. What a crappy Jew. He's a crap guy, you know. So there's another word in Afrikaans, but we can't use that word. He's a crappy guy, you see. So anyway, that is there. So anyway, we'll come here now. Olympics, you see. When Islam teaches you something, you must listen, O human being of any faith. Quran Kareem taught us, chapter 4, verse 119. When Iblis, Lucifer, Satan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, and he will never see Paradise again. So he's doomed forever, an eternal doom and gloom. So he said, I'm not going to sit alone in the hellfire. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. So remember that. So what they did? So they allowed marriage is only Adam and Eve. So these Westerners, democracies, cursed the satanic system. They changed it. They said person to person. So Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, you got the gay brigade, you got the lesbians. Now you got the gender, transgender. He was born Eve, but now Eve became Steve. Was born Steve, Steve becomes Eve. So now you have a boxing match. And now the guy is a male, but now became female. They say he's from Algeria. And the lady remains a lady in 45, 46 seconds. The whole article is in every news. So you just have to read the news, you will find it there. In 45, 46 seconds, finished. He just abandoned it and said. Now the world saw. Now in South Africa, August, they say is what? Dead against gender violence, you know? So we must stop. You're wasting your time. Your constitution allows gay business. Your constitution has removed the death penalty. Your constitution promotes fornication, adultery, and lesbianism. And your Olympics, which is a curse function from A to Z, imagine a man beating up a lady and the world, 1 billion watching and so forth. And now they say, but how can this happen? So the whole Western system is a satanic system. Your Olympics are satanic. Your FIFA World Cup are satanic. Everything of their sports is, would say, satanic. They want to tell us about Islam, that you don't have justice among male and female. In your tennis matches, whether it is in Wimbledon or whether it is in Australia or at America or South Africa, how come you play the best of 5 for men and the best of 3 for women? You have them. Everywhere they are munafikeen and hypocrites and shaitan, remember that. Southport murder. Now listen to this story. there in England, they're going by the mosque, making big noise, Muslims, Islam, terrorism. Now they found out the murderer, the support of their children, and that is a Christian guy. Born in Britain, learnt in Britain, got nothing to do with Islam. So who are the terrorists? Why don't you say BBC? Why don't you say CNN? Christians are terrorists. Why you don't say that? So remember the guy who is alleged, or what alleged? Let's call him by his name. His name, Mr. Crooks, we can't forget his name, who pulled the trigger for Trump. And he shot that one person dead, you know that. And they say he just grazed the ear. I don't know if blood came out or tomato sauce came out from Trump, you understand? Because he's an idiot himself, a moron. So remember, why you don't say that Judaism are terrorists? Crooks was a Jew, and his name fits it, Jews Crook, you see. Crooks was a Jew, Jew Crook. So it fits both parties, remember that. See, I show you their double standards. There's a character in BBC. You know, they gave him an increase of £40,000. Multiply that times 20. So how many rands is that? You work it out. So you, Edwards, so why didn't BBC sack him and fire him even before? That he was collecting the images of minors, and they knew about it, and they tried just to cover it up and so forth. So much for BBC, so much for independent press. And I tell you, all lot of them, that they are not independent. They all are prostitutes, and their politicians are prostitutes. And you can quote me in all a part of the world. Just like we say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Majority of these Western media are like that, you must remember this. Let's come to South Africa. So ANC, now they went to appeal in the court. Why did Zuma's party take the name MK and the logo of the ANC? So now they are appealing that, but the appeal is backfiring on them, according to the lawyers of Zuma and company. Zilla. So Zilla woke up and she said that this is not a government of national unity. Government GNU, nay, this is just a coalition. If we pull out, the government will fall. There I have to agree with Zilla. 100%, if it was government of national unity, then MK should be in the government, EFF should be in the government. So she's right on this point. It doesn't mean she's a Jew, Jewess. We have to disagree with her. What they speak the truth, we must say is the truth. One part good news before we end off. Petrol price will decrease. So at least it decreases few cents and increases few rands. That's how it works. Programs for today. Nikah. Anybody got nikah? So send in your nikah invitation. We won't come. Nikah announcement. 10 to up past 10. Mozahid Khan. So send it to us now, please. 084-786-3132. And Sheikh Abdullah Juhani will render the khutbah salat today. So he's a big chamcha, sidekick of the king and the prince and so forth. So he will give the khutbah 11:30 South African time. The sermon khutbah will start. We will translate it, inshallah. Tonight will be Legal Eagle with Brother Zunaid Ismail, the lawyer attorney, and Mona Musa Rahir between 8 and 9. So wonderful programs. Read abundant Durood Sharif and make dua for the Ummah. Mona Salim, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Can Umrah be made in Iran where the new Kaaba is built?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, Shias are pakka kuffar. Just Google it, you will find it. One day the president of Iraq said, we must no more read Salat in the direction of Kaaba, Makkah and so forth. We must face Karbala and so forth. When I went to Karbala, Iraq, they told us, if you visit there Sayyidina Hussein and so forth, radiallahu anhu warlah, then you get the thawab of 3 Hajj. When I visited Iran, you must remember, then you go there to Qum. Of Mim Qum, that is their spiritual capital. So Iran only got one so-called Imam buried there. Remember that, in Mashhad. So Imam Jawad and so forth. Anyway, so his sister is buried there in India. You must remember Sayyida Zainab Masuba, and that they call. So they told us, I used to go and just listen to what they say, and I just laugh in their face. I know they're talking a lot of nonsense. They say, if you come here and visit, you get the reward of one Hajj. So people who say, you build the Kaaba, yeah, you just like Abraha.
who built, you must remember, a big Kaaba and a building there in Yemen, in Sana'a. And then he got jealous and brought his elephants, and Almighty Allah decimated him. Surah 105, 5 verses. So Allah will decimate the Shias and so forth. يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّال مِنْ إِسْفَهَانِ. All you sympathizers who are bootlicking the Shias. So, and how? 2 ahadith, both sahih ahadith. Nobody can reject it. يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّال مِنْ إِسْفَهَانِ. Dajjal will come out from Isfahan, from Iran. So that's their headquarters, remember that. And who will be with him? Sabuna alfan min al-Yahud. 70,000 jutlas will be with them. You take a 2-rand, 5-rand coin, one side Jews, one side Shias, they're all the same. Open, I've been to Isfahan. So remember, from there, Isfahan, Dajjal will come. So this is what they are doing. They're preparing for all this there. And for the Saudis and them, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give our Sham, our Levant, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, barakah and blessing. Give our Yemen barakah and blessing. Then they said, wa fi Najdina, your Riyadh in that area. Nabi alayhi salam refused. You Salafis, quote this hadith in your khutbah today and say the capital of Najd is the Riyadh. And remember that day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatul alameen refused to make dua for them and said hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil, the fitnas will come from there, the trials, tribulation. You can see now MBS and his cronies and comrades and the scholars for dollars going on. So that is what you see, and you need to wake up, you Salafis.
Mufti Saab, can my cat sleep with me in my bed? It's winter now and don't want him to get sick.
So all the cats before were all getting sick because they weren't sleeping there. But now only your cat, your kitten, you must remember. So you're going to sleep with your cat and then you forget your wife. You're going to sleep with your cat and you forget your husband. You're going to sleep with your cat and you forget the children. So remember, you put that cat there in your house, but somewhere else, not with you and so forth. Just now you also sleeping time will make meow. So all the shaitani business. إنما هي من التوافين عليكم والتوافات إنها ليست بنجسين. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the cats, the kittens, they love making tawaf. Let them make tawaf up and down. What you want to keep it in your bed? And when they touch you, they touch your clothing, they touch your food, then remember that that is not napak. But their urine and mess and everything, that is 100% napak. But they're touching like that, they touch your sofa and so forth, is not napak, is not najis, is still pak, is still pure and clean.
Mufti Saab, my question is, who are the traitors, sellouts behind our brother Ismail Haniyeh's assassination?
Always in life, when an incident takes place, you must see who are the beneficiaries. Who's taking benefit from this? Israel. So you must remember, they martyred and murdered our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, the founder of Hamas. In 1987, Hamas was found. Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah, the Islamic Resistance Movement. I was then in, where was I? I was in Nelspruit. So, not Nelspruit, I was in Mafeking, sorry. So Nelspruit, I was there when Hafiz Abdul Rahman passed away, rahimahullah. I was in Mafeking, and then I remember that the news broke that Sheikh Ahmad Yassin was martyred. From there I did the interview on CRI, and this was 2004. 26 days later, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, so he was also assassinated. Now the third leader, remember, Ismail Haniyeh, also assassinated. So the first people to benefit are the Jutlas. The Jews are a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers. Your media is telling you 40,000 people dead. The American doctors who went there, they say 92,000 people dead and martyred in the genocide. And we say the suppressed press and the open press, we say more than 200,000 people have been murdered, and they still can't get the ceasefire because America, the biggest supporter of terrorism, is vetoing it and so forth. Once you take America, Israel, deal out, there will be world peace. Remember that. These are the biggest haramis. Second, Iran. Iran is always playing. They sit on the fence. Once you sit on the fence, you're committing a major offense. It's not from today. Shia started from the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. This is a replay of what happened to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. The kuffar Shias invited him, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and then they martyred him. I sent it out last week for you. Anybody wants it from Shia sources, not one source there. We translated it, we sent it out to thousands. You must send it out to millions and challenge any person. Who murdered Sayyidina Hussein? They said themselves, al-ihtijaj of Tabrasi, they admitted, nahnu qatalla aliyan wa bani aliyin bi suyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Allah forbid, aliyazubillah. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. What bigger dalil you want? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Friday, Ashura, in Maidan-e-Tufuf, the place is Karbala, the country is Iraq. He raises his hands, wa rafa'a yadayhi, wa da'a ala shi'atihi, and he made dua and cursed the Shias. Allahumma in matta'tu milahin, faj'aluhum qadara'ika qidada, wa faj'aluhum qirada, qidada. So ya Allah, make them into splinter groups. Wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada, never let their leaders be pleased with them. Always there must be rows, ructions and tensions. And you can see what's happening in Iran and Iraq and all these places, Syria, wherever the Shias are ruling and so forth. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed the Shias, written by Sheikh Mufid. He's a senior scholar. The book's name is Irshad. So the Jutlas benefit, the Iranians benefit. They want to put the proxy regime there. They want the puppet regime there in Gaza, who will not take up arms against Israel and will be subservient to them. And that is what Saudi Arabia, Emirates and all these haramis want. We say we will never recognize Israel. We will never surrender. Khalid Mashal, the golden words he said, how long will you fight? He said, till the last child is there in Palestine, we will fight for our liberation. Allahu Akbar. That is our struggle. Remember that. Was Mandela not called a terrorist? So remember this easy example. Then the world called him the greatest statesman. But you called him terrorist, America, Europe. So today they call you terrorist. Go to hell. Remember this. When we liberate Palestine, then we will show you all the crimes committed by America, Europe and the Israelis. You see how in South Africa we have the apartheid museum. You will have so many apartheid museums of Israel and America throughout the world also, inshallah, in our lifetime.
Muftisal, we have dinner plates which have pictures of birds. Can we use it to eat? It was a gift to us.
Not permissible. Sell it to non-Muslims and so forth and so on. Don't go break it now. Just sell it to non-Muslims. For them, it's okay and so forth. So give it to your maid. You understand? She's non-Muslim and she's not working. They'll say, oh, Appa today woke up on the right-hand side of the bed, not wrong side. So they say that, no, today I'm very happy. You understand? So many jutlas were sent to hell. So remember that. You give them a gift, no problem. Don't use it yourself. Not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, my brother has passed on and we are two sisters. My father is marhum too. Allah Ta'ala give my brother and father Jannatul Firdaus. How does my elderly mum distribute her wealth?
So if her husband passed away, the father passed away, there's no other heirs. And you must remember, so according to the question we answer, so always remember when a Muslim person passes away, male or female, first is burial, funeral expenses. If somebody else wants to pay, he's welcome. Then second, the debts of the deceased must be paid, whether it's personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be paid immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days, all that is haram. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is the wasiya. Whatever that person bequeathed, verbally and orally in their witnesses or in writing. So you must remember that must be fulfilled to the beneficiaries, maximum one third, after the burial expenses and debts are paid to the creditors. Fourth will be the shares of the heirs. The way you said, so it seems there are only two daughters left, or you're saying two sisters, but it means like two daughters. So then if there's nobody else, then they will inherit if there are other people there. So let's say there are two daughters, right? You, the mother, pass away and you got two daughters. So then your two daughters will inherit two-thirds. Then you, the mayit, you, the person who passed away, so if you got siblings, you got your own brothers, your own sisters, then remember, you got brothers only, then they will inherit. You got sisters only, they will inherit. You got brothers and sisters, they will inherit, ratio 2-1. So that is how it will work.
Mufti Sahib, if Zaid passes away and leaves for Amr as a wasiya his car, which is more than one third of his inheritance, would it be permissible to give Amr the car?
Remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's memorable khutbah, Hajjatul Wida, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, La wasiyyata li warithin illa ayyujizahu. Open Mishkat, Mustada Ahmad, Darak, all famous hadith kitabs have it. You cannot bequeath from more than one third of an A and so forth and so on, except if people accept it. So maximum is one third. But if all the heirs are sane and mature and without any duress and pressure being applied, then they say, okay, that we are all happy with it. He did a lot for our father, a lot for our brother, sister. So if you all want to, now you are decreasing your own share and giving to that beneficiary. So the Musa, Lahu in Arabic we say with the sword, not seen. Musa with the seen is the name. Musa, Lahu, the beneficiary. So if all parties are sane and all are mature, no duress, then fine. Or if one of the heirs say, okay, it's fine, for my share give him, and you are sane and mature and no duress, then it's fine and no problem with that. But if none of them agree, then you must just give him the value up to one third and the car will remain in the estate.
Sir, this is a ridiculous question. Can a microphone be placed in a grave to hear what happens down there after people have left the graveyard?
So people tried it so many times, you must remember that. So you and that microphone will get blown up, inshallah. Once you start playing with deen, people who do this, they're out of the fold of Islam. When you ask them, why you do this? لَيَكُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبُ. They say, no, we're just playing and we're just testing and so forth. Almighty Allah says, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. That you want to bear, you want to play with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His verses and His Rasul, you want to make a mockery and so forth and so on. So remember that, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't give excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ. Allah says you become non-Muslim after you have Iman. Chapter number 9, verses 65-66. Those of you who got nikah today, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, so send us your invitations, inshallah, nikah announcements, and we will announce it between 10 and 10:30, inshallah. I will be, inshallah, today in Bedford View. So we've been there once before with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, so therefore there's a brother Yusuf Jasad, I think he's in charge. So contact him, 25 past is Azan, and 12:30 is the lecture. So inshallah Al-Aziz, I'll be in Bedford View today, inshallah al-Aziz. Make dua for us and the Ummah and Sudan, Zambia, Palestine and all countries. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.